Feels like summer is over, doesn't it? Labor Day is long gone, school is up and running. But in central Washington, there's one last chance for a summer adventure. It's called the Flip-Flop on the Tyatine River. Matt Martin explains in this audio postcard.
Throughout the year, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation holds back the water of the Tyatine River. The idea is to create spawning areas for salmon, and the backed-up water keeps their eggs safe during the winter. But in early September, the dam managers open up the floodgates. The rushing water helps Yakima farmers irrigate their crops. It's called the Flip-Flop because it turns the sleepy Tyatine into a whitewater paradise.
Oh yeah, the Tyatine's super fun.
Teague Kiff is a guide for Alpine Adventure, just one of the companies that takes people down the river.
All the water and all the rivers throughout the whole state, like, it's all snowmelt here, so once the snow's gone, late season, there's no water, no fun, then we come out to the Tyatine and they blow the dam, and good time, man, fast water.
I get into a boat led by one of Teague's fellow guides, Nelson Boone. Everyone calls him Admiral Nelson, but he doesn't look like an admiral, with long hair and a tattoo of his home state of Kentucky on his back.
I really like this river. It's fun, it's fast.
And it's cool because it's such an increased pace that things happen so fast.
As we go down the river, the Admiral yells out paddling instructions.
Forward three, one, and two, and three. Good job, gentlemen.
As we're bumping through the rapids, I'm praying my microphone doesn't get soaked.
And forward two into the big one. One, two.
Well, that got me.
If it gets the guide, it's a good splash, folks.
The water is fast, and we are constantly rowing to stay in a safe position. But there are moments to enjoy the changing scenery. There is a shift as we move from west to east.
And as we get lower, you're going to notice the fir pretty much completely disappear. The pine becomes more sparse, and you get a lot more oak, and it turns almost like just a, desertish. You know, like we're in this transition, the 16 miles we run here. I like it.
We go forward three. Dig it in. One.
And at some points along the river, Admiral Nelson has to lay on the tough love.
Lean in. Stop. When I say lean into my boat. I want to keep you guys with me today. There's a reason they call me Admiral Nelson, because I'm a prick when you don't do it right. My philosophy of rafting is, there's only one difference between failing and learning, and that's trying again. So don't give up on me, because I'm sure as hell not going to give up on you. Forward two.
At this point, Admiral Nelson asked me to put down my microphone and pick up a paddle. He needs my help for the rapids ahead. With my recorder away, Nelson tells me his job requires him to make quick judgments about customers and their abilities on the river. He can read people pretty well, but he is always surprised when they exceed his expectations or let him down. Whitewater rafting isn't a spectator sport. The high water on the Tyatine will be gone in just a few weeks, but running this river gives rafters a fleeting moment to prove who they are. Not to Admiral Nelson, but to themselves. I'm Matt Martin on the banks of the Tyatine River.